Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Sister Kathleen lives in Aurora, and today her preaching is entitled, Shine Your Own Light.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed, and not to be placed on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be made visible. Nothing is secret except to come to light. Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear." He also told them, "Take care what you hear. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given to you. To the one who has, more will be given. From the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." What if we were to spend a few minutes thinking of ourselves as the light and forget about lamp, candle, ceiling fixture, flashlight, etc.? Let's be the light. Let's pause and consider, what have I been created for? How are my gifts different from another's? What do I have that might be of help to someone else? Something I may not have thought of. Something I haven't used to its capacity. Perhaps you have been a victim of the comparison mode, where somehow we think of ourselves as less because we notice someone else's gifts out there in front. This comparison mode, I know from experience, takes a lot of energy and really accomplishes nothing except a drain on our own self-esteem. Maybe today we should just latch on to one of our own personal gifts that we have had since we were being nurtured in our mother's womb. Maybe it is something we have not given enough thought to, and something that this old world of ours really, really needs. Be the lamp. Take it out from under the bushel basket. Let it be visible, risky as it may seem. Maybe, just maybe, something beautiful will shine out there. Maybe it will be a healing, a bit of hospitality, some humor, a touching outreach to a lonely one, a song, a poem, a joke, a loving taste of our God, especially sent out to another. If one is in the presence of a nursing home resident, the light is one of presence and showing interest. If one is in the presence of a needy family member, the light is one of time for that person. If one is reading a news story that calls for action, the light is one of doing something that matters. If one sees damage to earth, the light is that of showing caring, increasing our education about earth, listening to programs that help us. If one is needing to grow in the spiritual life, the light is that of adding more time to our prayer and other means that will be of help. All of these call for a recognition of what we can do with what God has given and continues to give us as we meet each day. And by, even more will be given you. Let your light shine. God bless who we are. Amen.